Blog Talk Radio.
Walking in God's Purpose, Evangelist Connie Hayes, coming to you on a Thursday night, a little after 10 p.m. It is August the 3rd, 2017, and I'm coming to you just to share a little bit more with you. You know, we are doing More Than a Conqueror, our story. I have people that want to tell their stories, but they are not able to come right away and do it, or there are things that are just getting in the way. But I had one set up to do tonight and couldn't get it to go forward, but the devil is a liar, because I'm here. I'm here to continue telling our stories about being more than a conqueror. And us being more than a conqueror is because we put our faith and we put our trust in God, and we also remember that this didn't happen by chance or by might. This is all a part of God's plan, because we believe in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. I believe that walking in God's purpose is called according to God's purpose, and this is his divine connection, his divine time for us to go forward to bring more than a conqueror our story. It doesn't matter what story it is. It's just the story and the goodness of God. I'm going to go into prayer, and I'm going to share with you. Father God, thank you for right now. Thank you, Father God, for your fresh anointing, Father God, that I would take your word, Father God, and do what you will with it, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that I ask that you would come and have a seat in this place right now, God. Have your own way, Father God. I thank you for the precious Holy Ghost, Father God, that will bring all things back to my remembrance, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that I will carry this word as you want me to do it, moving me out the way, Father, decreasing and letting your will go forward, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. Thank you that your word will be a blessing unto your people. Thank you right now, Father God. Thank you that you are the Almighty God. Thank you that you reign in victory. Thank you for the blood of Jesus covering us. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Now, God, I ask that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As I go forward, Father God, from the depths of my heart, Father God, to walk in obedience to the assignment that you have given me, Father God, that we may reach somebody and we may help someone along their journey, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Whenever you may hear this or whenever you connect with it, I believe that it's going to bless you because I believe that it is done according to God's plan of the thing we'll do. Sometimes we set up agendas, but it's not the agenda God has set up. Sometimes we plan things, but it's not the plan that God has. God has a plan. When I found out that I could not get the person to come, it was going to be my older sister. She's still going to come with her story. But she couldn't do it right now, and I was going to come out, and I was going to cancel. And the Holy Ghost said, no, you're not going to cancel. You're going out there. But I'm like, I didn't really set up anything. You go out there, and you just be obedient to me, and I'll give you what to do. And as he has given me, he's working also along with Romans 8:28, and we know that all things are working together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. He gave me Jeremiah 29:11. For I knew the plan that I have for you, saith the Lord, the plan to prosper you, the plan to give you hope and a future. And that's all that we're talking about when we talk about more than a conqueror, when we're sharing our stories as Ruth shared her story, Esther shared her story, Joseph shared his story. As we begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord, we're just make mention of the things that he has done for us. So we just go back and we're going to just let God have his own way. And then if you have something that you would like to share, you can always call me. And you can call me or call in when I'm live and be a guest and tell your story. Area code 215-383-3979. And you can always share your story. Whatever God puts in your heart and your spirit to do, if you want to share it, that it may help somebody else along the way. And as I was sitting here, I was thinking, well, Lord, what am I going to say? What part of my story do you want me to share? And he said, talk about your journey. Talk about the journey where when you started your journey, you didn't know where you were going. You didn't even know that you had been chosen to be out here at this time. Because of the road that you came through to where you got through, all that you came through to get where you are today. But when I look back on my life, I knew that it had to be that God was on my side. When I was out there in my mess, when I was out there doing things that I had no business doing, when I was out there running around with people's husbands, when I was out there doing drugs, okay, when I was out there being busy and permissive sex, doing everything I thought I was big enough to do, bad mouth, disrespectful, and thought I knew it all, and thought I was all, God still kept me. God kept me from me. He didn't let me get hurt. So many people that came along with me around that era, some have AIDS and have died and gone. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying it to be a bad. I'm just showing you how God will put a shield around you when he has when you have not served your purpose yet. Because my purpose is now. This is the season that God has birthed for me to come forward to help somebody else. And this is why he has given me to talk about the things that I've come through. And a lot of people say, well, you're talking about you had an abortion. Yes, I had an abortion. If I knew what I knew today, I wouldn't have done it. I was also gang raped. And I kept that hid in me for so long because I was ashamed. I thought I had did something wrong. But I found out that it was not. I didn't do anything wrong. I had to go through that now so I can help someone else. So would God allow me to come out here this evening and share a little of that with somebody? If you're going through that, tell somebody. If someone is messing with you, tell somebody. Because as long as you keep it hid inside of you, it's going to destroy you. And it becomes a secret, and Satan beats up on us when we hold in secret. I've got so now that I share the things that I do, I got so that I share it. I may not come out here on a block radio and share it all, because I share what God gives me to share. But I share people that I talk to of the things that I'm going through, because I don't want to keep it bunged up in me. I don't want to keep it bunged up in me so late at night that Satan will come back and make me and be accuser of me. I confess the things that I do, and I repent unto God, and I know God will forgive me. And that's all that you have to do is tell somebody, get someone that you can talk to. Ladies, we need to get like how Ruth and Naomi was. Get you a Naomi in your life. Get you a Ruth. Get you a Esther. Get Big Mama. Get somebody that you can talk to when you need to talk to somebody. Get somebody that when you need to call them up, they will say, hold on a minute. Yeah, you need to talk to me. I had a friend like that. That was Miss Doris Davis. When I was first got in the ministry, anytime I needed her and I would call her, she would stop whatever she was doing and take the time with me. She was never too busy. But as I began to grow in the Lord and grow in the Lord and grow in the Lord, he moved that prop away from me so I could start leaning and depending on him. So get someone in your life that you can talk to. And don't beat up on yourself because of your life, because God knew. Like it says here in Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, as God said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. He sanctified us. And he also ordained us. He ordained Jeremiah as a prophet, but what did he ordain you as? Go to God and ask God, what is your assignment? And what have you put me on this earth for? What have you ordained me to do? Why am I going through this, Lord? Not that I can go through. I just want to know, how does it fit with my journey? How does it fit with my story? How do I tell my story? How do I share my story? How do I help somebody along my way? And God will show you. God will give you signs, and he will show you what you need to do, and he will teach you. The Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. And we just have to keep in mind that God is in full control of everything, no matter what. And God reigned it in victory. And when you pray, believe it, and then you shall receive it. And whatever you've been through, nothing's too bad. No matter where you are, you can't go anywhere that God won't come and get you. Even in the deepness of your drugs, he'll come. Just call on him, and you have to believe he'll come. Whatever you're doing, if you're lying, you're cheating, mistreating, whatever you're doing, call on God. If you feel like you got evilness in you, evil spirits in you, or something latched on to you, call out to God. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will come to see about you just when you need him the most. I always have something to say. My voice, I'm always got something. But sometimes it's not always kind, and it's not always that. So I'm telling God now, Lord, hey, let me examine me, Lord, and fix me, Lord, so I don't wound anybody along the way. All the wounding that I've done, I don't want to wound anybody else. So you have to, you know, you just got to come forward and know and ask God to change you. Ask God to, you know, that you'll fit to work in the kingdom, to prepare you to do your kingdom work, to prepare you to go out in the vineyard and walk in obedience to what he's telling us, not the will of what man wants, but what is the will of God? What is it that God wants you to do? Ask him, and he will show you. Jeremiah was foreknown by God as set apart as his messenger to the nation long before his birth. God already knew. Do you know that we fellowship in the spirit with the Lord before we came? Do you know that we were already chosen? We are chosen vessels. and we have assignments already. And the reason that you don't feel like you fit, because you're not being obedient to the will of God. And he gives us free will. Yes, he does. But you have to line up. I want to do whatever God has assigned to me. I want to tell whenever God gives me an opportunity to go forward anywhere. I want to do it. I'm excited about that God has given me a platform that I maybe can help someone along the way. I'm excited about it. I'm excited that I know he's a healer. I'm excited I know he's a healer of the mind and the healer of your body too. I'm excited that I know he's a provider. And how do I know all this? Because he did all of this for me. It's all in my story. I remember one day when I was hungry and I didn't have any money and was not working. And I was hungry. I didn't know where I was going to get no food from. But I, like my sister said, though, you are able-bodied. You can walk. But I wasn't. I was just sitting around feeling sorry for myself. But this particular day, a neighbor knocked on the door and gave me a four-course meal. That's the kind of God he is. Sometimes we beat up on ourselves and we're saying we're doing things we shouldn't, but God still has that grace and he still has that mercy for us in the midst of all of that. I've been at work and didn't have a dime and just desire pizza, and the boss will come in and order the whole company pizza. That's the kind of God we serve, you all. That's the kind of things that happen in my story. That's the things happen like when I needed to move. I didn't have money to get a truck anywhere, and I went looking and trying to get somebody to help me move, and God sent me an angel with a truck to help move my stuff. And when the man left me, I never seen him. I haven't seen him no more to this day. But he told me about a man. He told me about Jesus. And I seek Jesus with my whole heart and mind. So whatever you're going through, if you're an adulteress, come out of it. Because if you're an adulteress and you're an adulterous lady, I know you pay the price for that whole family. Ain't nobody's husband worth you. Get your own husband. If you're out there on fornication, be abstinent from that and wait on God. God got you a boy ass too. God got somebody for you. And as you wait for him, patiently wait for him. Because you got to be patient, because I get all excited. I want a husband right now. But it's not the season. God is not through with him, and he's not through with me. I've been absent now since 2005. And I keep on saying, Lord, if you didn't have a husband for me, I think you would have took the desire from me, because you promised to give me the desires of my heart. And if he's going to give me the desire of my heart, don't you know that I'm going to get my husband coming? Do you know my husband is trying to get to me now? And when he get to me, it'll be according to God's will for my, and then he'll line up with the will and the purpose God has for my life and his life. So trust God. Excuse me. Trust God as you walk these journeys. And no matter what you're going through, it's going to be okay. No matter what your story is. Maybe you'll never get out here and tell your story as I'm sharing my story. Maybe never. But if you're walking down the street and God puts it in your heart and you feel like you need to tell your brother, your sister, or if you can just get them a smile, a helping hand, do it. Because that's part of your journey. And God will make a way for you. And when you do that, God sees about us anyway. God sees about us in your mess. When I was in the deepness of my mess, God came to see about me. So he will see about you. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to always see about us. But if you just put your mind on God and keep your mind on God, and he will do it. And if you want to really think about it, think about the story of Joseph. Look at all that Joseph went through. His brothers was jealous of him. They sold him. He went in prison. The man forgot about him. Then they talked about dreams, and the woman tried to rape him. I mean, he just went through everything. But he kept on trusting in God. And at the end, he reigned. He reigned in victory because God had the plan for him, and he never gave up on God. And God brought a full circle for him and his whole family. See, God didn't just save me for me. He saved me for my family. And he saved my other family members for us. We are saved so we can have somebody else. So don't hold on to what God is giving you to share. And whatever God is giving you to share, share it, and share it with a delight. Just know that God is God. We have to trust God. We have to be, we just gotta tell it. Because what if God gives you an opportunity and that's your last chance to tell it? What if God needs you to help that person? What if your story will stop somebody from hurting themselves? But yet you sit in on it. God didn't save us to sit on our stories. We need to share them. And no matter what you've been through, believe me, honey, somebody has been through something worse than you. Because if we all went to the pond and we all was honest and really told our life stories, we would all want to keep our own stories because somebody is worse off than we are. You know, so just keep that in mind. And then as you begin to grow with God, God will reveal the things to you. A lot of things that happened to me, I compressed them down in me. And so God sent me to a place called the sanctuary. And when I got to the sanctuary, God began to show me. And he began to show all the stuff I have put down inside of me by putting it way down inside of me by doing the sex, the drugs, and drinking, and lying, and cheating, and whatever else I was big enough to do. I was hiding it. It was undercover. And it was destroying me because it saw this day coming. The enemy sees our journey when we don't even see it. So we have to understand that. So if you have something to share, share it with somebody. Don't be afraid. God loves you. And God will put people in place for you in the right season. And as he begins to put people in the right place in the right season for you, then you will start seeing a plan start for your life to start unrolling in your life. You will begin to see the things that God has put and planned for your life. Then you will begin to understand that God is God. You will be understand why that we do say he is the Almighty God. We will understand why we say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. We begin to understand why we say he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that reigneth in victory, because he does reign in victory. And when you get and when you begin to understand that, and you begin to hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will begin to show you and begin to share things with you as you walk your journey. And it's not so bad. And I'm going to tell you, all that I come through, I don't look like what I've been through. And I haven't begun to tell you half of what I've been through. You were like, you've been through all of it? Yes, and some more. But God has really been good to me. He's been good to me. God has kept me. In my mess, he kept me. So that's what you have to remember. God got you. Just keep on remembering that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Not through your friends, not through your family, but through Christ. He's already set forward your ending. He has your beginning, he knows the middle of it, and he knows the end of it. And you will not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid, I mean. And if God for you, who then can be against you? And then when you can come up with your testimony and tell part of the things that happened to you. No one would ever told me in my life that I'd have been out here on live radio talking about game, how I got game work when I was a teenager. Because I kept that hid until way late into my adult years, till I was told that you didn't do anything wrong. For a long time, I thought it was me because I was fast. But no, nobody deserves that. And if someone is violating your body, you don't deserve that either. Because it's a trick. So tell somebody. Tell somebody. Even if they are not able to actually do the act on you, but they have you doing little things with them, tell somebody. Don't be ashamed. It's not you, it's them. And then pray for them, forgive them, let it go, and move on. And know that God is going to take that bad, and he's going to turn it around and bring it for your good. And a lot of things that we do to ourselves, we hold ourselves hostage in the things that we do to ourselves, let it go. God has already forgiven us. We have to now forgive ourselves. And once we begin to forgive ourselves and believe that, and believe it, then we will receive it, the things God has for us. You have to have the faith to just step out on nothing and know God got you. That's why I like it so well. When he, that's why, you know what? That's why I work with Romans 8 so well, because it doesn't matter. It don't matter if it's good, bad, ugly, and, you know, no matter what it is. No problem. Nothing's bigger than God. And he can take it and whip it around and do what he will with it. And he's a healer. Somebody needs to know he's a healer. And another thing, why I'm out here on the story, I don't claim nothing that's mine. I don't care what's going on in my body. Nothing's happening to me. I'm going through it. It ain't mine. I ain't got my diabetes. What? I ain't got no diabetes. I don't care what the doctors say. It might be traveling through, but it's not. But it's not mine. Stop claiming this stuff to you. I do not say it. I don't say blood pressure. Whatever's going on in my body, I don't say it's mine. Because it's only temporarily. Because I believe that he's a healer. I believe that if I called on him and asked anything in Jesus' name, that he would do it in his time, in his season. Because he has a time and season for everything. And nothing's happening to you today that God don't need. He don't need us, but God will use it to help somebody else with it. And watch him do it. And if you have someone out there that's mistreating you, you're more than a conqueror. You don't have to take that. Walk away. God got something better for you. And still pray for that person. Pray for them and forgive. Like, we have to learn how to forgive and let go. Forgive and let go. Forgive and let go. We need to pray for the things that happened and the disappointments in this day and let it go. And watch God make a difference in our lives. And as we begin to walk down the journey, we have to know that, you know, way down deep in my soul, that God has put his joy, his sunlight is way down deep inside of me, that nothing can root inside of me but the Lord Jesus, and that he has created in us a clean heart. Where there used to be hate, there's love now. Where there used to be discord, there's peace. Don't let your past keep you hostage. Let you release it. Release it and share it. And watch God make a difference. And as God begins to make a difference in your life, then share it with someone. So this is what I wanted to say that I didn't know that I wanted to say, but I believe that it's going to bless someone. And I believe because God don't make no mistakes. When we walk in obedience to what God tells us to do and according to his plan and his will in our life, God don't make no mistakes. Somebody may hear it tonight, may not need it, but somewhere along the line, somebody will need this because God had me to come forward to plant the seed out there tonight. But I tell you this here, you can trust God. You can ask in Jesus' name and he will do it. Trust me when I tell you, and don't be afraid. God is God. He is the Almighty God. He is. And you just ask him what you will, ask what you will in his name, and watch him make a difference. And remember, along your journey, whatever he allows you to do, do it, and make sure it's God talking to you. God will make a difference in your life, in somebody else's life. And I want you all to cut out the suicide. Stop killing yourself. Ain't nothing worse than you killing yourself. Because tomorrow is on the way. Trust me, every day you get up, it's going to get better and better and better. It may not look like sometimes it gets better, minute by minute. Don't do it. I one time told them that I said, Lord, I was driving, I had so much on me. I was a young girl then, and I had my son, and I was on my way. I said, you know what, I wish I was dead. God fleshed my life right before me. And when he flashed my life before me, I went all the way back from when I first came into the world until I was about to leave here. And I drove a little bit farther, and I got in a real bad accident. But I tell you one thing, I bought that sense. What's going on? I'll never tell him I want to die no more. I ain't tired of living. I ain't tired until he say that it's time for my midnight. I want to live the best that I can and do the best that I can and help whoever I can. So be careful what we say. We have to realize that we are powerful. We got powerful words in what we say. We got to quit talking and speaking all this stuff. We got to stop it. We got to stop decreeing this stuff over our lives. When he said that we should live and we should process him being good health, that's what you got to keep before you. That's why we got to study and get in our word, and we got to know what the promises that God has already given us. We got to know that we're more than a conqueror. We got to know that. So I don't ever ask to, I don't want to be dead, I don't look like I'm dead. I ain't got nothing to do with that no more. Because when he did that, and he showed me how quickly my life could have been, and I didn't want to, but I thought that just made me feel better in my pity party. We got to be careful when we're having these pity parties. We got to watch what we're saying. Because when we say it, we decree it. And when we decree it, we send it out to the universe, and it comes full back circle. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Reap the goodness. Send out the good so the good can come back to you. Send out the grace so grace can come back. Send out the mercy so mercy can come back. More than a conqueror. Tell somebody else that they're more than a conqueror. Tell them, hold on, God has not forgotten about them. Tell them God knows who they are. Trust me. And it's going to come out all right. So I thank you for listening to me, and I know something was said along my message that will help you along your way one day. I am going to close out in prayer, and then I'll give you the way to reach me. And always, if you are out of fellowship with Christ, turn your life over. Go to Romans 10:9 and confess your sins and ask God to direct you and put you in the church or wherever he wants you to be in the kingdom of God, and direct you what he wants you to do, and he'll do it. Pray the prayer, the sinner's prayer, and ask him, and ask him to direct you, and he'll do it. Because God is already forgiven you. Forgive yourself. Let go and forgive yourself. And stop hiding behind, stop being pretenders, and us hiding behind what the truth is not. Say what the truth is. If you're not led to tell your story truthfully, just don't tell it. Don't sugarcoat it. Tell it so it can help somebody that's going to be in a dire need to know. Just tell them. Father God, I come to you as humbly as I know right now, God, to thank you for right now, to thank you for this time and this opportunity that you allow thy servant to go forward tonight, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you will take this word and do what you will with it, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to go forward, Father God, to share what you have given me, to share my story, Father God, and to let someone know that you are the finisher and author of all things, and that if we need you, we can call on you and get an answer. Thank you, Father God. Bless it, Father God. Bless it whenever this word is heard, when they hear it, Father God. Bless them, Lord, that it may help someone along the way. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. To you be the glory for all that I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As I always say, I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm just a servant. I'm just on the front line now because he put me here. Right here, your season is coming. Your season is already here, some people. Whatever God has you to do, do it. Do it with obedience unto Christ. You can reach me at 708-715-4545. Or you can hit me on Walking in God's Purpose Ministry at gmail.com. You can hit me on Facebook. You can look for me at Twitter. I'm even on Instagram. You can find me if you need to talk to me. I'm available to you. I'm available to serve you for I am a servant. And just know that as I'm serving you and as I'm preaching and teaching to you, God has also just got the finger pointed right back at me. Every time I come out here, this helps me. So you know what? We all together, he put us here to love on each other. That's why I say every day, let us love on purpose. And let us know that we're living and asking for a divine connection. And God will give us a divine connection if we just trust him. And know everything's going to be all right. And as I continue down this journey that he's given me, as they give me their stories, and as they want people want to share their stories, I'll bring them out. And if not, then I'll bring more and more of whenever God allows me to share more and more of my stories. Maybe it'll be repeated or not. You know, whatever it takes for us to hold on to each other and walk in obedience to what Christ wants us to do. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to do and to walk in obedience to what God wants us to do. So just go ahead, more than a conqueror. It's our story. Just like the book, like the Bible is written, we're writing our story now too. So let us trust God and hold on to his unchanging hand. And God will make a difference in your life. To God be the glory. God bless you and God keep you. And you know, God will do just what you ask him to do. When you ask him to do it, he will come and see about you just when you need him the most. Sometimes we don't understand that because you're saying that I've been praying so long, but yet nothing happens. Don't worry about it. God got you. And as I leave off, I'm going to play Joy. God bless you and thank you.
Captured me. Yeah. I've got joy instead of love.